Third stop. Traditionally called the Good Shepherd, the mosaic displayed on the wall was crafted during a period of building preceding that of the Byzantine palace. In fact, a series of rooms belonging to a domus, a Latin term meaning house or home, from the late Roman age, with adjoining baths, has been discovered under the rooms paved in marble slabs. Over the 4th century, however, this structure underwent considerable restructuring work, and the creation of the room decorated with a mosaic and the image of the Good Shepherd, as it is known, dates back to this period. The panel enclosing a complex cornice, composed of a 3-stranded plait and a border of red notches, made up the central decoration of a geometric floor mosaic called the emblem. The geometric design consisted of knotted concentric circles in the same tones of red, pink, blue and white. The scene shows a young man standing up, depicted frontally. He is leaning on a long stick positioned under his left armpit, and his legs are crossed in a resting position. He wears a short red tunic, which is snug at the waist, decorated with red embroidery, and a brown triangular cloak covering his shoulders, the point reaching to his chest. His legs are bound to above his knees by long leggings tied with crossed laces, which combine with his footwear, creating an effect similar to a pair of boots. He is holding out his right arm to stroke the outstretched nose of a sheep, while another sheep is busy grazing on the opposite side. 2 stylized trees frame the scene, and a bird with blue feathers sits on each tree, arranged symmetrically at the sides of the young man's head. A panpipe, the shepherd's flute, hangs from the branch on his left. The face, unfortunately damaged by the support poles during the site works, is characterized by large dark eyes and short hair. The identity of the figure depicted has long been a subject of debate. Some believe it is a depiction of Christ the Good Shepherd, but the lack of a sacred connotation such as a halo, just like the lack of a sheep carried on the shoulder, typical of Paleo-Christian iconography, does not seem to lend weight to this theory. Others consider the figure to be a simple shepherd shown during the moment of rest, but the position of the 2 birds seems to point to an honorary purpose. Yet another theory is that the figure is Orpheus in the classical tradition. However, Orpheus is always shown surrounded by ferocious animals, tamed by his music. In reality, the theory of this particular work as one with a somewhat transient character is a plausible one. Not Orpheus, the legendary shepherd and charmer of animals, a pagan iconographic theme which the Christian iconographic tradition transforms into the Good Shepherd, nor Christ the Shepherd of Souls. But perhaps it is the idealized image of the Dominus, the master of the house, depicted here for auto-celebratory reasons, as a wise administrator and bestower of prosperity and protection, like a good shepherd who takes care of his flock.